Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, End Times crew. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington, in the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes.
And, well, you know, this is quite the end of an interesting week. Here we had so much happen with our commander-in-chief, who was processed in the Fulton County Jail last night with full-blown arrest and mugshots and everything.
Yep.
Along with all of his 18 co-conspirators.
Right. The clown show continues.
Yeah. It's just, well, we've got a really great clip here from a local resident in Georgia. And what he had to say was, I think, better than anything that anybody said about it so far, to tell you the truth.
Street level truth.
Yeah. I mean, straight out of the real American's mouth is how we're going to put it. And so we'll be playing that for you after the break.
Well, and also it was so cool because, you know, we had the, speaking of clown shows, we had the Republican candidates. I didn't even know who most of these guys were.
I know. Yeah.
But they were an embarrassment to the Republican Party. But this is the cool part. Of course, Trump did not show up. He's like, why do I need to? So they had 12.8 million viewers total. And, you know, some of the others leached off of it, like CNN, but they only drew 754,000 viewers.
Wow.
Right. But overall, it was 12.8 million people through the streaming services watching this. Well, the night before, the same night, Trump goes on with Tucker Carlson on his Twitter.
Right.
And they're up to 321 million views now versus the Republican clown show hopefuls at 12.8 million versus, was it 200? I just saw it. Hold on a second. Make sure I didn't get that right. Okay, 231 million views.
There we go.
And more coming in.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's obviously Trump that Americans want.
Right. You know, and I have to say that we watched all of it. We watched the Tucker Carlson interview, then we watched the Republican debate. And then we watched the after show with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz,
right,
and a little bit of Don Trump Jr. in there also. And I think that, you know, the Tucker Carlson interview had way less punch than I was expecting. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm glad that they did it, and I'm really glad to see that all of America watched it instead of the Republican debate. You know, that's outstanding. But I think that the content for the Tucker Carlson interview could have had a lot more flair to it, could have had a lot more information. I was
thinking that too. A lot of it was just kind of rehashed talking points from all of the speeches that we've seen him do. But
super
also,
placid, though, you know.
Well, also, he had a lot on his mind.
You can imagine.
He knew that, you know, in 24 hours, he's got to go and fly to Georgia to participate with this banana republic, you know, this circus.
Yep.
And, you know, there's all of his, you know, compatriots, co-conspirators being dragged down the same thing with him.
Yep.
And there's no doubt that was heavily on his mind.
Right.
You know, which is typical. And these other people, that think that they should be president, or they think that their presidential material is laughable at best.
Right. Well, I would have to say that if anything were to happen to Trump, you know, there's, well, DeSantis is still going to be my second pick, but I was very impressed. I've continued to be impressed by the forthrightness of Vivek Ramaswamy. And granted, you know, I mean, he's sharp. He is right on top of it. Yep. And he is saying all the stuff that not even Marjorie Taylor Greene or Matt Gaetz will say. And right. So, you know, that was Trump's strength in 2016,
right.
Was that he was unabashedly just stating it like it was. He was saying the truth. He was saying all the things that nobody was brave enough to say. Everything was always hush hush behind closed doors, you know. Well, Trump just came right out and blasted it and said it. And Vivek Ramaswamy has the same kind of manner, and
he's not owned by anybody.
Exactly. And that's what allows them to behave like that. You know, they can behave truthfully. They don't have to say what everybody wants them to say and not say what anybody, you know, doesn't want them to say.
And the best thing that Pence and what's his name, Krispy Kreme. Yeah.
Presidential candidate code name Krispy Kreme.
Yes. You know, the best that they could come up with, and like Pence said, you know, the presidential position is no place for on-the-job training, you know, making a jab at Ramaswamy. But would I rather have a patriot who's trying to figure it out and learning on the job, or do I want a well, highly trained traitor?
Exactly.
In there.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of it's a no-brainer for me.
And I know. I was gonna say, well, Pence needs on-the-job training still. He did absolutely zip for this country and threw the greatest president underneath the bus, you know. So as far as anybody needing training, he was pretty smug and pretty arrogant, trying to be like the superior to Ramaswamy, and I thought it was just pathetic.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I have to be honest, I wasn't impressed with the Matt Gaetz or Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I wasn't either. Nope.
We just don't have, look, there's only one person, and that's Trump.
Yep.
You know, the things that they were calling for, you know, and they did bring up some good points, though, that not one statement about COVID, and they're talking about more lockdowns now.
Right.
On two fronts, the climate crisis and the next variant of this scamdemic are two things that they're talking about: more lockdowns and emergencies being declared. And the World Economic Forum, they've got their sights set on this already. Already one of the top advisors for the World Economic Forum is saying he's calling for elections to be scrapped, saying that it's bad for democracy somehow.
Right. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Right. And well, I've got it right here from Slate News. A top World Economic Forum advisor, Adam Grant, who also serves as a senior advisor to Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, insists that eliminating elections altogether would ensure that governments and public offices have more integrity. Yeah, he's saying that we should have a lottery type system,
well, which of course would be done by that because. You know, basically the guy in charge of the electronic voting machine button, he's the guy that picks the winner every single time. Right. And so, you know, I was really sad to see that neither Marjorie Taylor Greene nor Matt Gaetz, who both have my bill in both places in Washington, D.C. and their local district office, didn't say a peep about getting rid of any electronic voting machines.
Exactly.
And then we're still harping on, oh yeah, we're gonna win. We're gonna win. I think he's gonna win. And I'm just sitting there going, how?
Exactly.
Unless you guys are gonna pay that electronic voting machine button pusher more than the left is,
right?
Forget about it.
Which doesn't matter how much money you give them. They're ideologically driven and they're globalists. They're God haters, and they hate Trump. They hate America. They hate our heritage.
Right. And they own the elections.
It's not even about money. If you don't address that, I don't care how positive you want to be, we're not going to win these elections unless enough progress is made toward election integrity. And at the top of that list is annihilating these electronic voting machines.
Yep. Absolutely banning them, getting them completely kicked out of the whole United States. And until they do that, all of these statements are bunk. Right. And they're short-sighted and they're extremely ignorant. And I'm just wondering if it's just out of pure laziness that they refuse to even address the biggest elephant in the room, or what is it?
Right.
But all the American people are going, you guys, that should have been number one on your list to take care of.
Right.
Number two would be the border. And yep. had they done their jobs instead of getting lost in all of this political importance that they get all wrapped up in and you know, just their chitter chatter back and forth about meaningless stuff or near meaningless stuff. You know, they're basically losing the country because they're not willing to look at the two critical issues.
Yep. And exactly. And well, before we get to the word of the day, something else that escaped us with all of the other fanfare going on. This was the 31-year anniversary for Ruby Ridge with the showdown there in North Idaho. 31 years.
It's wow, hard to believe. We've gotten way worse since then.
Yeah, Randy Weaver there, but the memes were flying all over the place, and this is one of my favorite. Remember, it's got a picture of the Weavers or Vicky Weaver standing there from, you know, a picture from the helicopter, and the subtitle says, "Reminder that the government will kill your wife, child, and dog to enforce their gun laws."
Yeah, yes, right.
And boy, you know, sometimes memes are just the coolest thing.
I know.
I mean, they just get right to the truth. Just bam.
Well, like the one that I just said that I quoted off of one of our people on our channel. He posted the Krispy Kreme meme.
Yes.
About Chris Christie and that was presidential candidate code name Krispy Kreme. You know,
yes.
It's perfect.
Crispy Christie.
Christie Cream.
Christie Cream.
There we go.
There you go. All right. Well, let's do the word of the day on this fine, fired up Friday going into the weekend.
That's right.
Nice cooling trend we've had.
Okay. So the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 12. But it has an intro of chapter 6, verse 15 through 16. And what's going on here in Nehemiah in these chapters is the wall is completed. It says here that,
yes.
So the wall was finished on the 25th day of Elul in 52 days. And it happened when all our enemies heard of it and all the nations around us saw these things, that they were very disheartened in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was done by our God. that's perfect, because first of all, before we get into the rest of Nehemiah chapter 8, what's interesting about that is the month of Elul is right now. And so the month of Elul, on the Jewish calendar, the month of Elul started August 4th and ends September 2nd. And so the 25th day that they finished that wall would actually be August 29th of our month. And so this was happening right at about the same time that we're talking about it way back then. And so that's kind of interesting,
right,
to make the comparison and relatability, especially if our southern border wall was finished, that would surely be an act of God, and the left would surely be disheartened in
yes.
their own eyes, and they would have to know that it was an act of God that it gets finished.
That's right.
So chapter 8, 1 through 12 reads under the title, Ezra Reads the Law. When the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate, and they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all who could hear with the understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday before the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. So Ezra the scribe stood on a platform of wood which they had made for that purpose, and beside him at his right hand stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Urijah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah, and at his left hand well, several other people. We'll just put it that way. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. Then all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also, Jeshua, Bani, a whole bunch of other people,
yes,
helped the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read distinctly from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that's it. And so...
That's a cool story.
I
love Nehemiah. And there they are building a wall, and their enemies are throwing a fit.
Yep, their enemies hate it. Yep. And they know that it's the work of God that it has happened. And so, you know, it's also just, I love that part. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yeah.
I love that verse, and I always screw it up, but if I'm trying to just say it off the top of my head. But it's true,
yeah.
Because in difficult times, anybody that keeps the joy of the Lord remains strong.
Yes.
And they can't be beaten down. They don't lose hope. And so keeping your chin up, keeping joyful is critical when things are tough.
Yes, because there are a lot of long faces out there right now.
Right now, especially,
and,
yeah.
You know, there are some, and, you know, rightfully so. You know, how many of the prophets grieved for their country or
right.
for Jerusalem when they saw the sin, they saw the judgment coming? You know, there's some saddening things seeing what's happening to America. And, you know, and it grieves us. But,
absolutely.
But we also need to remain joyful in the Lord.
Right.
You know, and he's coming back. This is not fixable. Well, there are solutions, but there's not the will
right
to solve the problems that we see, you know, across the country, the Western world, and around the globe. So we have to stay true to him, because he's about ready to make all this right.
Exactly. And the most, and one of the best wrap-up statements that Jesus makes is be of good cheer. I've overcome the world.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. And so just that right there is something to always keep in mind, that you will always have cause for joy because he has overcome all of this garbage that we're looking at out here.
Yes.
All of these failed congressmen, all of these fraudulent elections, all of these liars just barking across all the mass media.
Yep.
He's got them all beat. He's got them all wrapped up, and it's a done deal, and he's the winner, and we're right there with him.
That's right. And they're not going to like it the second time he comes. The first time they were disappointed because they wanted a conqueror
right.
and a judge.
Right.
Now he came back as a sacrificial lamb. The next time he returns or comes to earth, he's going to be the conqueror and the judge, and they're not going to like it.
Right.
Right? Because they're going to want some, you know, peace-loving... it's just not going to be who they're expecting.
Well, he's bringing the spanking is what is
yes.
happening on the second coming. And the spanking is for all of these people that we're looking at and reporting on every day that lie to all of us, that
yes.
are plundering our nation's wealth and just funneling it straight to Ukraine. I mean,
so naturally they're not going to want a conqueror and a judge returning.
But that's where the joy is. Think of how sweet
yes.
that day is going to be when what they have stolen from the people, what they have lied to just continually about to the people, they're going to have to eat it.
Well, Amir Sarfati yesterday posted something that just fits right into this, like hand in glove. He writes, It is a clear biblical truth that all judgment has been committed to Jesus and that he is returning not as a lamb, but as a lion.
Yep.
Many today don't want a Jesus who is a judge. They either want Jesus as a babe in a manger, or they want him nailed to a cross where he can save them, but is unable to interfere with their lives.
Or they want him to be a Santa Claus.
Right. And you know, Revelation goes into that. It reveals who he is and what he's about to do.
Right.
You know, on his return. Very cool. But and there's more to that, but we're running out of time. So we'll go ahead and take a break. What was that? Okay, so that's Nehemiah.
That was Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through, I was going to read 12, but we ended at 10.
Okay.
1 through 10.
1 through 10. Yep. Got it. All right. Thank you.
Oh, God bless God.
Yes. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yes.
I know what I'm trying to say. If I could just spit it out, that'd be great.
Exactly what you meant. All right. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping to get rapture ready. The return of our King is imminent. And boy, there's something to be joyful about. So check them out at JesusAppears.com. Stick around. We'll be back right after these messages.
Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Never, ever, ever give up. Don't give in, don't back down, and never stop doing what you know is right. Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. And the more righteous your fight, the more opposition that you will face.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment 2 brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And that's prepping2-0.com is the website. All right, Lady Liberty, I've got a couple cool little audio clips lined up here.
Oh, I can't wait.
And more.
Yes. We had received information on our Telegram channel about a family in the Spokane area who are, boy, they are just, they're Christian patriots, and their home was completely burned to the ground in the Oregon fire. And, well, the name of the fire was the Oregon Fire.
Oregon Road, north
Oregon
of Spokane,
Road
Washington.
Fire. Yeah, right. And so this is a very large family. These the mother and father are just fantastic community support and always trying to help everybody. And they, like I said, they lost everything. And here their last name is Knutson, and so we're asking people to please just go to givesendgo.com if you would like to contribute to their loss, because they literally lost everything but the clothes on their back.
Yeah.
And nothing left but ashes of their whole home. And they have 9 kids. And and the man was badly burned trying to run around to the other neighbors to tell them to evacuate. And he got trapped in the fire, and he had massive burns, over 30% of his body. And so if you would look that up at givesendgo.com, the title is the Knutson, it's spelled K-N-U-T-S-E-N, Home Fire Fund. And please, if you can donate anything at all, I just would encourage you to do so. We certainly are going to.
Yeah, very cool. Cool family. I mean, we don't know them personally, but their reputation has definitely gone out before them. And
yes, and they were patrolling. They were helping patrol their areas, looking for arsonists and all of that. And so, I mean, these are good people, and they deserve your support.
Yeah, there we go.
We have this great video clip from a local Georgia commenter on what he thinks about all of this terrible stuff happening to Trump. Go ahead and listen now.
You want to know why I'm here to support President Trump? Because they done did black men like this for decades. Make up charges and put them, so I know Trump is innocent. I support Trump against this corrupt, two-tiered justice system. That's why I'm here, to show my support as a black man for Trump. And I'm wearing my shirt for Trump 2024, and I mean that.
What do you think about the indictment?
Oh, it's a bunch of it's going around the country. You know, Fannie Willis, she's she went to school with my sister. She's full of she was full of then. So she's a puppet for the white liberal that is controlling everything. She's in front, but the white liberal back there pulling those strings, telling her what to do. That's what I think about her, making a fool of herself.
Do you think it's going to help his election?
Of course it is. It's going to elevate him all the way. I think we should make Trump king. That's how I feel. We should make him king.
Wouldn't that be kind of like communist?
No, nah, that's nowhere near communist. Now, we're just going to make him king, but we still got our freedoms and rights and everything. He fought that. Yeah, Trump for king 2024.
That dude was awesome. And it's not blacks for Trump. It's something else, but it's something that only blacks for Trump can put on their own T-shirts.
Yes, it starts with an N, and he was wearing a T-shirt that said that, and we can post that on our channel. We just can't say it on the air.
Right.
But I don't know. I loved it. That is just true.
We're going to make him king.
True American right there, and I have to agree with him. Let's go with Trump being the benevolent king. Right. Okay. Well, no, actually.
Real quick. We got 20 seconds.
We've got good news, though. The House Judiciary Committee launches an inquiry into the Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis.
About time.
Woohoo. Yeah, no kidding. What were they waiting for? And so, but at least that's good news. At least she's going to feel the heat.
Yep. We're going to share some of that love. Going to make sure it gets equally distributed.
That's right.
All right. Well, we're out of time. You guys have a blessed weekend. You be safe and join us Monday morning, 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.